Welcome. This is episode 229 of the Divine Intervention Life Lessons podcast. In today's podcast, we're going to be addressing the topic temporary resident. And our anchor scripture is going to be taken from the book of 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 11 to 12. 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 11 to 12. And I'll read from the New Living Translation. It says, "Dear friends, I warn you, as temporary residents and foreigners, to keep away from worldly desires that wage war against your very souls. Be careful to live properly among your unbelieving neighbors. Then even if they accuse you of doing wrong, they will see your honorable behavior, and they will give honor to God when he judges the world." I'll read it again. "Dear friends, I warn you as temporary residents and foreigners, to keep away from worldly desires that wage war against your very souls. Be careful to live properly among your unbelieving neighbors. Then even if they accuse you of doing wrong, they will see your honorable behavior, and they will give honor to God when he judges the world." May the Lord bless the reading of his word in our hearts, in the name of Jesus. Amen. So what does it mean to be a temporary resident? Well, simple. Temporary resident is a person that's just dwelling in a place temporarily. That person is, say for example, if you go and visit a foreign country that you're not a citizen of, you get a visa. That visa gives you the ability to stay there for a few days or a few weeks or a few months, if you may. But after a while, you need to return back to your home country. So whenever you're a temporary resident somewhere, that means you're just passing through that place. It means you're just transiting through that place. That place is not your permanent home. It is not your permanent home. So the thing is, for a Christian, if you look at the world we live in today, the world we live in today is like a place of temporary residency for us. In fact, to further buttress this point, I'm going to read from the book of Hebrews chapter 11. I'll read verses 8 to 10 and maybe some other portions. But look at verses 8 to 10 in the book of Hebrews. It says, "It was by faith that Abraham obeyed when God called him to leave home and go to another land that God will give him as his inheritance. He went without knowing where he was going. And even when he reached the land God promised him, he lived there by faith. For he was like a foreigner, living in what? Tents. Living in tents. And so did Isaac and Jacob, who inherited the same promise. Abraham was confidently looking forward to a city with eternal foundations, a city designed and built by God." Right? So again, for a Christian, for a child of God, heaven is your eternal home. Heaven is your permanent home. This earth is just a transient place you live in. It's not something you expect that, oh yeah, wow, this is my long-term destiny. No. Basically, it's almost like you're living on this earth on a visa. You're living on this earth temporarily. Your permanent home should be in heaven. And also, if you look at Hebrews 11, if you read verses 13 to 16, you know, it says all these people died still believing what God had promised them. They did not receive what was promised, but they saw it all from a distance and welcomed it. They agreed that they were what? Foreigners and nomads here on earth. Obviously, people who say such things are looking forward to a country they can call their own. If they had longed for the country they came from, they could have gone back. But they were looking for a better place, a heavenly homeland. That is why God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared a city for them. Right? A heavenly homeland. So that's what they saw as their homeland. Heaven, not the earth. So now that you have an understanding of what it means to be a temporary resident, especially in the life of a Christian, what are some things you can do to live as a temporary resident? Well, the very first one is don't copy the customs of your place of temporary residency. Don't copy the customs of the world, right? Like when you do a sleepover at a person's place, you know, you know that, okay, we are ultimately going home, right? So why should you spend your time copying the customs and traditions of a place that you're only going to be in for a temporary period of time? Like, I give another example with regards to Nigerian food. You know, to this day, I still eat largely Nigerian food, even if I've been in the US for a while now. Why? Because I love Nigerian food, and it's something that I've always enjoyed, right? So basically, the fact that you're a temporary resident doesn't mean that, wow, you should copy and become completely like the world that surrounds you. No, right? In fact, if you remember from our original text from the book of First Peter, it says, I warn you as temporary residents and foreigners, keep away from worldly desires that wage war against your very soul. So these customs that I'm talking about are more the sinful nature. I'm not saying that, oh, this earth, you should just live like an alien, not talk to anyone, not do this, not do that. No, that's ridiculous. What I actually mean is, don't copy the evil customs of the world. That's sinful lifestyle, right? Like, for example, the world doesn't see anything in sexual immorality, doesn't see anything in watching pornography, doesn't see anything in masturbation, doesn't see anything in doing certain things, right? Like, those things are customs of the world. They are things that are even legal. But the fact that it's a custom of the world doesn't mean you should copy that. No, you don't want to copy that, because again, you're a child of God. That's why the Bible says, come out from among them and be separate, and I'll accept you unto myself. I think it's in the book of 2 Corinthians or something like that. Or come out from among them, be separate. Don't be like the world that surrounds you. And then what's the second principle you should employ? Second principle you should employ is that you should be exemplary. You should be exemplary. You should be exemplary. Be a light to that world that you're living in, right? Be a light. You want to try to kind of make impact where you go. For Christ. If you look at the book of Matthew chapter 5 verse 16, I've quoted this many times on this podcast, but it says, let your light so shine before men, so shine your light, so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven, right? It's your good works, not your good speech and all those things. No, it's your good works that they will see and glorify your Father in heaven, right? So you want to be a person that is exemplary. You want to be a person that is a light. You want to be a person that is a light to the world around you. That's how you live as a temporary resident, right? Instead of copying their customs, instead, show them the custom of Christ. Show them who Christ is, right? Glorify Christ by showing them your godly character that they can copy and then be converted to a life with Him. I think that's a very important principle you kind of want to drum into your mind. Very important principle I want to drum into your minds. Instead of copying the customs of the world, let the world copy your custom, right? And your custom are the customs of Christ. So be a light. Be a light. Many times you see people that call themselves Christians and they're like bad examples. They're like bad examples. They're leading people astray. In fact, they're showing the world what sin looks like. And that shouldn't be it, right? That's kind of a disgrace. It's kind of a disgrace, honestly. It's kind of a disgrace. So I think I want to go ahead and pause here. But, you know, the one thing I want to say is, what is the... Because there are more principles I want to discuss. But honestly, I don't want to rush through it. And the next two principles I want to discuss, they're kind of linked together. So I will leave them for episode 230. The one thing I'm just going to say here is that for you too, we say that, oh, heaven is our eternal homeland, you know, for a child of God. But the thing is, for you to gain entry into that eternal homeland, there are certain things you need to actually do. So, but the very first thing you need to do is like the foundational thing to say, you know what, I want to become a citizen of heaven. The first thing you need to do is you need to surrender your life to the Lord Jesus Christ. Again, Jesus Christ loves you. He died for you on the cross. He died to set you free from sin, you know. So you cannot live, you cannot say, oh, I'm going to heaven when you've not gone through the door. The door, the basic requirement, at least like the first requirement. There are other requirements, but the very first requirement is surrendering your life to the Lord Jesus Christ. He died on the cross to set you free from sin. So if you want to surrender your life to the Lord Jesus Christ today, I want you to say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I come to you today. I'm a sinner. I need your help. I need your forgiveness. I confess all my sins. have mercy on me. Cleanse and purify me with your precious blood. Save me from sin. Come and be my Lord. Give me a new beginning. Write my name in the book of life. Sanctify me with your blood. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Give me the grace to do your will all the days of my life. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Lord, I thank you for those that have just surrendered their lives to you. I pray that you give them the grace, the strength, and the courage to keep living as temporary residents and foreigners on this earth. And Lord, not just that, but we pray for all of us listening to this podcast, including myself. I pray, Lord, that may you please give us the grace to not copy the customs of the world that surrounds us. You know, Daniel and his three friends, they didn't copy the customs of the Babylonians. They did not. Even when they were offering them food that had been sacrificed to idols, the Bible says Daniel purposed in his heart that he will not defile himself. That was Daniel taking a decision to not corrupt himself, to not copy customs. Instead, they did what we talked about in principle number two, that it was they were exemplary, they were a light. When they were, you know, the Bible says that they decided to eat vegetables and water instead. And, you know, at the end of the period of testing, of training, they were 10 times better than their peers. And not just that, when, you know, Daniel's three friends were thrown into the fiery furnace, again, they decided to take a stand for Christ. They didn't copy the customs of the world. They didn't bow down to the graven image like many people were doing in that day. They decided to take a step apart. They came out from among them. They were separate. And you accepted them. You showed up as the fourth man when they were thrown into the fire. And instead, they were exemplary to the world around them. In fact, it was because of the exemplary behavior. The king said that, see, no one better say anything or speak against the God of Daniel and of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. So they put forth a good example. So Lord, we're praying. We are praying. That may you give us the grace to be exemplary. Let our light so shine before men. And let them see those good works and glorify our Father in heaven by being drawn unto salvation. Lord, we pray that may you teach us more in part two of this series and continue to expand your word in our hearts and let Christ and Christ alone be glorified. Thank you, Most High God, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. For those that have surrendered their lives to the Lord, congratulations, you're a child of God. There are three things you need to do. Number one, I would encourage you to listen to episodes 96 to 101 on the website. 96 to 101 on the website. It is titled The Five Basic Responsibilities of a Believer. It will tell you specific things you can do so you can grow your walk with Christ. Number two, find a Bible translation you understand. I love the New Living Translation. That's what I use many times on this podcast. Just read it, you know, every day. Make it a daily habit. Read it. Think about what you've read. So meditate on it and then write down action steps based on your life. And then those action steps, follow them consistently. And you'll see your life take a turn for the better. And then finally, find a Bible-believing church. Not a church, a Bible-believing church. There are many places that call themselves churches and they are not Bible-believing. That's not a place you want to be. You want to find a place where you can hear the true, pure, undiluted word of God. And as you hear that word of God, again, act on it. Cross-check it with scripture and see if what you're being thought is accurate. And as you do so, the Lord will bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. So until episode 230, have a wonderful weekend. God bless you. Shalom.